Welcome to Accessible Computer Podcast. Adrian Thomason here, your host. As usual, I will come for you with a new topic, an interesting topic actually for blind people again. And this is a voice assistant for blind people, or if you wish, designed with the blind people needs in mind. This voice assistant is called Louis, and I'll have the creator and the founder of this company, which created Louis Voice Assistant, with me in studio. Actually, he is in there, but we are together on a Zoom meeting. He's Pramit, and I'll give him some time now to introduce himself, and then we will talk a little bit about this nice app, which is available already on Android phones. Hi, Pramit. How are you today?
Hi, Adrian. I'm delighted to be here. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background? You live in India. You're a blind person. You worked in various projects in different corporations. You've been involved in accessibility for blind people and all sorts of projects. Tell us a little bit about your background and how the idea of creating such a voice assistant came into your mind.
Okay, so I stay in India, and I have lived half my life as somebody with normal vision, and then the rest of it, as a visually impaired. I am an engineer, a computer engineer, and then I passed out from India's top institute for management. I did my MBA, and then I've worked with companies like Unilever, Motorola, Quest Diagnostics. And this was in the phase when my vision was okay. And about 20 years back, I was given a drug which reacted on the retina. And immediately at that time, my vision actually dropped drastically. I could still get some correction with specs. Over the years, it just kept dropping. And I think about 8 or 9 years back, I realized I just cannot read anything at all. And that time I was working, and that adjustment was honestly very tough. I just didn't know how to deal with it. I think there was not much technology available. There was not much guidance available. And there was a phase, about 2.5-3 years, I was just sitting at home. Like I said, lost. There was a complete loss of confidence. So there were all these devils in my mind telling me I cannot do this, I cannot do that. For every simple thing, I was just relying on, on a friend, on a family member. Yes. And it so happened that gradually, I got out of it, and I was doing some consulting work. And then the idea for Louis, like I said, I was somebody with a normal vision. So for me, getting into accessibility, using accessibility apps was just, it just came accidentally. I was just sort of looking at everything with an open mind. And there was this chance meeting, I must tell you about it, Adrian, where I had gone to meet a friend. And on the way back, he offered to book Uber for me, and he took my phone. And he asked me, where do I want to go? I answered back. He said, okay, Uber is showing these three destinations. Which one you want to select? I said, okay, take this one. Okay, these are the rides, he said. These are the fares. Which one you want to select? I gave him the selection. And then he booked. Then we called up the driver. And on the way back, I said, okay, boy, that's a wonderful experience. How about, and this is when the thought for Louis Voice Control came. How about if, what if I can build a virtual friend right here on the phone screen, which can do exactly what my friend, in his office was doing. Yeah. And this is how Louis was born.
All right. Good. In one way, your needs was the one which gave birth, if we can tell it that way, to the Louis voice assistant. Unfortunately, the stage of various voice assistants, which are now on the market, if we talk about Google or Amazon Assistant or the S1 Siri, I think they have a slow pace of development, or sometimes they don't go too deep in the system in order to help you with all sorts of commands, which is possible to do in apps. And I can say I had a little play with Louis, and I was impressed how easy you can navigate a list in YouTube with Louis Assistant. And hope soon to integrate it also with Uber. I didn't use Uber for a while now. I had some security issues with Uber in the past, and I have to take a gentle approach again with Uber. And once I'll go over this, I think I'll try to see how the integration works with Uber too. And it is great. You know, I think when we talk about Siri, for example, in iOS, there together with shortcuts, we can go a little bit forward with the integration into the apps and to, you know, to make one more step over the stage of just saying open such and such app, you know. But for the others, for Google and Amazon assistants, I think they are quite limited when it's about making action into the apps. And it's good for you to have such an idea to, you know, to try to make an assistant which talks a little bit deeper with the various apps. And probably, well, you have also the liberty to use whatever apps to integrate with Louis, and is not that constraint of, you know, working off only with applications from your ecosystem. You know, Google, for example, first of all, will work with Google ecosystem,
right,
and such and such. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
As I said, it is great. It is great. And I'm interested to learn more about how this app will look like in the future. What plans do you have for this app, and how you see, what's your plan for developing this app? What other applications you are looking forward to implement in Louis Voice Assistant, and what's the plan in general? Or if you wish, you can let us know later on, even where you'll see the app in 3 years' time, in 5 years' time, or whatever time. Or what actually is your plan of developing this app?
Sure. So I think it's a great question. I'll break up my answer in three parts. So one, I'll talk about where we are today and how does it compare with voice assistants, Alexa, Google, and Siri. Then I'll talk about maybe in the, you know, what are our immediate next plans.
Yeah.
And then talk about a long-term kind of a 3 to 5 year kind of a vision. So
correct.
Currently, Louis Voice supports WhatsApp, Uber, YouTube. You can manage your contacts, phone calling, text messaging is just going in. And I think it's important to just compare it with voice assistant. So I think one fundamental difference is that Louis has been built with the use case of a blind person in mind.
Yeah.
So if a person cannot see the screen, this is the assumption with which Louis has been made. Now, there are two big differences with voice assistants. I think Adrian mentioned about the fact that we are completely fully integrated with the app that we support. So if it's YouTube or an Uber, the thought is that each and everything within these apps, I should be able to voice control, by just voice commands, just like any sighted person would. So I don't have to really depend on any assistance. And then second very big difference, which I will like to point out, is that look, for us, when Adrian, you and I are talking, this is a continuous interaction, and voice is the most natural form. So what Louis does is a continuous human interaction. It doesn't go silent on you, which the voice assistants do. So voice assistants always work on single command level. So you give them a command, they will do something with it, then they'll go silent. And they'll start afresh every time. Now, if you're trying to book Uber, Louis will completely handhold you all along until you have booked Uber, the confirmation comes. If you want, you could message the driver, the booking is done. Post-booking also, you may want to share your ride with your loved ones. You may want to, for some reason, change your destination. You may even want to cancel the ride. So it just is there continuously. Whenever you want it to go silent, you just have to say stop or shut up, and it goes silent. So these are two big differences. Now to the second part. So what we are now doing is that everything is now based on the user feedback. And I would really request your listeners to please try out Louis Voice and give me as much feedback as they can. So what the apps that we are working on right now, Adrian, one is Messenger, and we want to do Facebook as well. Then, one of the major pain areas which we have, users have told us across the world is basically doing a Google search and also doing a web navigation, browsing in the browser. And being able to, therefore, read articles on the web, being able to read documents, etc. Similarly, we are working on very simple problems. They sound simple, but then, I think it's a great solution for visually impaired. Just receiving and disconnecting calls. So the whole idea is that as we go along, we would like to take up, areas where which are pain points, which are challenging. We would also want to look at various aspects of our lives. For example, now with Uber, you can move around. One would like to voice enable an app so that I can order food on my own. I mean, that's something which has been, a lot of users have asked for. Yeah. People have also asked for e-commerce, because Amazon app is a little, it's a bit laggy when you want to use it with a screen reader. And so, if we can do Uber Eats, or any other food ordering, we could also do Amazon, for example, or an e-commerce app. So the idea is to look at various aspects of our life and, cover each one of them. So that's sort of a medium-term vision, Adrian. And if you talk of long-term, which is truly 3 to 5 years, I think the thought is very simple. That can Louis be that as a virtual friend, can be a completely integrated friend to a visually impaired's life? So everything that happens are needed. The good thing is today our life is pretty much centered around our smartphone. So there's a complete integration, whether it's getting up in the morning, reading news, it knows what it is, et cetera, so and then it knows what apps, et cetera. So hopefully by that time, we will have a lot of partners also. We would have SDKs so people could voice enable their apps with Louis. Mm-hmm. So it could be just completely integrated. And like I said, always keeping the blind person in mind as the core user. And the thought is simple. If a blind person can use it, if I cannot see the screen, I can use it, so can anybody else.
Yeah. And have you tried to put together or to make to work in your favor, or if you wish, in the Louis favor, in one way, the voice commands, which is natively built in Android. I know in Android, under the mobility section, they've got a section for voice commands and this kind of things. Or if I'm wrong, just, I'm hanging more on the iOS systems, and at least in iOS, we've got plenty of voice commands already built in iOS, and those probably will work well together with Louis in some respects. When will be the stage of having Louis on iOS too? Tell us a little bit more about those two things, because probably also blind people, which are iPhone users, will be interested to know if you have plans to put Louis into iOS.
Okay. So in technology terms, I think one I would like to highlight is that so Louis has been built completely from scratch. In fact, we first were working, Adrian, on a screen reader. And that's when, the thought of building the voice assistant came in. And so the beauty of the technology that we are using is that we don't need a hard integration with any app. So theoretically, Louis can just voice enable anything on the phone, including any of the phone features and so on. So that's one. Number two, because it works independently, yes, it can also be, like I said, integrated with whatever voice commands that may be there, already there. Like I said, it all, as we are getting user feedback, we are getting ideas, and we'll keep continuing to improve it. For iOS in particular, it's right now the focus is on Android and English. But second half of next year is when we want to do a feasibility for iOS and hopefully have Louis next year for iPhones as well.
Oh, great. Great. Sounds good. I would like to know a part of English. Do you have in mind some other languages to work with Louis? If you'll find out, a market for this, if or a community, you know, a specific country community, blind people interested to have Louis in a different language?
Oh, yes. In fact, I'll tell you right now, we have users in about 70 countries. And I mean, only yesterday, you know, so we got a lot of Spanish users, you know, whose first mother tongue is Spanish. And then some of them know English as well. So I already have a couple of people who have offered to translate it into Spanish. And we certainly want to do that. And we also want to, you know, basically just go one by one by one and do all the major languages of the world. And I mean, we've worked it out. It shouldn't be very difficult to do it. It's just that we just need to do one thing, stabilize it, then move on to the next.
Yes, I agree. There's nothing more annoying than having something which not work as expected. What do you think? Do you expect one day Louis voice assistant to be number one choice in terms of voice assistant for blind people?
I look at success in a little different way again. Okay, yeah. So you know, just to tell you, so I have had a marketing and a business development kind of a background. So I'm used to selling products, you know, where you make tall marketing claims but deliver little. So, but you know, Louis is very different. So Louis, as I said, I'm trying to solve my own problem, like the example that I gave. And I'm very, very conscious that Louis has to deliver. And, you know, the success comes, Adrian, when we are able to positively start impacting the life of all the visually impaired friends across the world.
I see.
So, so that to my mind is very important, that it needs to really work for us.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a natural process. If you know, if you are blind, then this product will meet your requirements, and other people who have the same requirement, and they'll be happy like you about this. That means they will do probably the best marketing for you and for Louis.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. And it must really deliver in a real sense. Like I said, I think that's very. I mean, I'm personally completely committed. Even though we are lucky that our investors, so we are a small tech startup, we work out of Delhi and in India, and we are a team of 14. There are three more visually impaired people with me. And our investors also want us to, you know, they see that there is a great technology, but they want it to be put to great use, you know, where it is really impacting, like I said, life positively.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Where this app can be obtained from, and give us some contact details, a website, a Facebook page, a YouTube channel, whatever. Okay, so also I'll put the links in the show notes, but it's worth mentioning them also by voice if you wish.
Yeah, sure. I'll do that. So Louis Voice is available on Google Play Store for anybody to download. And the way the Louis spelling of Louis is important. So it is L-O-U-I-E.
Okay.
So it is a Louis voice control on Google Play Store. The brand website is louisvoice.com and louisvoice.com.
All right. And from there, you have a contact page where you can work forward to get in contact with Pramit and his team. Also there you've got plenty of tutorials about how to use the app in various contexts with the various apps, which the integration is already available, and probably the best place where you can keep an eye in order to see the various development stages. Okay, it is something else. What would you like to tell us about Louis Voice Assistant?
Yeah, I'd certainly like to tell you how the name Louis came.
Yes. Yeah, well, it'd be great.
Okay. So we were, you know, because we always knew that it's going to be a global app. So we were looking for a short and simple name, you know, something which across the world. So whether you are in an English speaking country or you are in, let's say, some part of Africa or in Russia, everybody can, pronounce it easily, because the one way to start Louis is by saying, "Hey, Louis." It just so happened that somebody came with the name Louis, and he actually came with the, because talking about Louis Braille, you know, who invented Braille.
Yeah.
So we just love that connection. And we said that's a great thing to inspire with because Braille has really impacted our lives. So we said, okay, if in a small way, Louis could also do that. So that is really the inspiration.
Correct. Yeah, that's great. That's great. And I have a question too. What you can tell us about Louis behavior in cheaper phones? For example, I don't know, you know, some people doesn't afford to buy expensive devices. They don't afford to buy a Pixel or a Samsung last generation, but they buy cheap mobile phones. How it works on that situation?
I'll give my personal example of what I use. Okay, I don't use a fancy phone. I have a 2.5-year-old Nokia 6.1, which is very, very basic. Mm-hmm. I think it was probably at the economy, the pricing at which it sold. It works beautifully. Louis works beautifully on this phone. What we also do is, Adrian, we look at, across the world, we try and see which brand of phones are being used. So, for example, in Africa, Tecno is very popular. In parts of South Asia, we see Infinix being used. Towards Philippines, Southeast Asia, we see Vivo, Oppo being used. So what we do is we buy these phones and we actually, these phones are there with our testing team. So we sort of make sure that, all the big phones, so right from Pixel down to, like I said, this Nokia also, it's a very basic phone. We use it on these phones. And I personally don't shift out of this phone just for the reason that you mentioned, that, I want to be, and like I said, if it works on my phone, my guess is it will work on any other phone. It's a 2.5-year-old phone.
I see.
It works beautifully.
Okay, great then. So no issue with what kind of Android phone that they have, and it's not necessary to be an expensive phone in order to work properly. All right.
Absolutely not at all. Correct.
Good. Nice. I would like to thank Pramit for being with me in this podcast episode. And as always, don't hesitate to ask to make questions using the contact details from my website, accessiblecomputer.co.uk/contact. And bye for now and stay safe.